Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. In Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, Colin John Gerling entered a plea of no contest to a charge of breaking and entering illegal entry. The plea was accepted by the court, citing civil liability as the reason. The factual basis for the charge stated that on May 22, 2022, Mr. Gerling, while intoxicated, entered an incorrect house without permission in Port Austin. The court accepted a plea agreement, resulting in a 14-day delay of sentence. Upon satisfactory completion of his period, the charge will be dismissed. Mr. Gerling received non-reporting probation until May 1st, 2026, with four standard terms. He is ordered to pay $625 in fines and costs due by May 1st, 2026. No jail time or community service was ordered, and Mr. Gerling, identified as a teacher with no prior criminal record, can pay the fines by phone, internet, or mail. A final sentencing appearance is scheduled for May 1st, 2026, which may be excused if probation terms are met. The case will be dismissed upon successful completion of probation. And also in Huron County District Court, Richard Arnold Shaner has pleaded guilty to retail fraud in the third degree before Judge Ferris. The charge stems from an incident on January 7th, 2026 at Walmart in Bad Axe, where he admitted to removing items from packages and passing all the points of purchase with the intent to leave without payment. As part of a plea agreement, Shaner will pay $64.94 in restitution to Walmart. The court sentenced him to 12 months of probation. Conditions include completing a Thinking Matters course by July 31, 2026, performing 18 hours of community service by September 4, 2026, and being prohibited from Walmart premises in Bad Axe. Shaner is also responsible for fines and costs totaling just under $670, with a remaining balance of $354.95 after bond due by September 4th, 2026. A 10-day jail sentence was imposed, but held in abeyance, meaning it will not be served unless probation terms are violated. And Sean Christopher Lewis was sentenced Thursday in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexandra Pahani represented the people, while Attorney Michael Morosky represented Mr. Lewis. The prosecution recommended adopting the probation department's recommendation. Mr. Lewis's attorney stated that Mr. Lewis completed an alcohol assessment and a med class and is engaging in counseling, expressing regret for his actions. The defense agreed with the probation recommendation in part, requesting 9 months of probation and immediate payment of fines and costs. Mr. Lewis also expressed regret, acknowledging the ripple effect of his actions on others. The court sentenced Mr. Lewis to 9 months of probation under the supervision of the probation department. Mr. Lewis is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances except as prescribed, and from being in locations where these are sold, served, used, or possessed. He must submit to a random drug and alcohol screening at his own expense. The sentence also includes a 1 day in jail with credit for time served and 30 hours of community service due by September 4th, 2026. Fines and costs total $1,135. Mr. Lewis may be eligible for early discharge from probation upon successful completion of all terms. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with local news.
There's a world of opportunity out there beyond the typical 9-to-5, where purpose, grit, and the American spirit come together in the Peace Corps. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough because it asks so much of you. And the love part is knowing your hard work can transform lives and build bridges across cultures. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still the toughest job you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Today in Huron County District Court, Brandon Joseph Shetler entered a guilty plea during a plea cutoff hearing. Shetler pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired and an added count for open intoxicants in a motor vehicle. This agreement led to the dismissal of the original OWI charge, a speeding violation, and a civil infraction. The factual basis for the plea included Shetler operating a motor vehicle on March 18, 2026 in Caseville, Michigan. He was pulled over for speeding, admitted to consuming vodka before driving, and failed sobriety tests. Intoxilizer end results were recorded at 0.191 and 0.194. A half-empty bottle of liquor with a broken seal was found in his vehicle. Judge Ferris accepted a guilty plea, dismissing the initial charges. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May 14th at 9:30 a.m. following a probation interview. The court also approved the use of a SoberLink device for Shetler in place of random testing, with the understanding that random testing by a probation officer remains possible. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.